Hey, good morning. This is Richard with Richard Runs Trails. Hope everybody's doing great. I'm out on a hike. Got my 20-pound GORUCK vest on. Still nursing my right foot. Still a little bit beat up. Feels fine with shoes on, and I'm putting weight on it today, extra weight. But when I'm walking around barefoot, I still feel something going on. Hope to be back in action for next weekend. I have a last man standing race. But today's video, it's about the Liver King debacle. There's been a lot of videos out there about Liver King, and I wanted to do a video, my reaction video to what's going on from my perspective, you know, back middle of the pack and back of the pack runners. I do a lot of weightlifting, and he's a major fitness influencer. And I follow a lot of major fitness influencers, and I will talk about that on my hike. Last week, Derek from More Plates, More Dates website, very big fitness YouTuber, weightlifter, did a video talking about Liver King. Liver King, his real name is Brian Johnson, very famous fitness influencer because he has 9 ancestral tenants, and you know, he's eating liver every day and beef and testicles and some really crazy stuff. But a lot of the stuff he said made sense, you know, living like our ancestors do. And the guy was really jacked. I mean, he had a really good body, very muscular, but in my opinion, not so muscular that he looked really gaudy like some of the really big bodybuilders that obviously were on steroids, or PEDs as they call them. I've been following Liver King for a while. I never bought any of his supplements, but to be honest, I thought about it. I almost bought some of his liver tablet supplements because I don't want to eat liver. I don't like the taste of liver. And it's recommended by a lot of people. You know, I've studied the carnivore diet. I never really went on the carnivore diet, but I kind of do a hybrid. I don't eat much carbs, and I'll increase my protein intake to get my weight down, build strength. So very interested in what these guys say. And Liver King built a big business over the last few years, and his claim is he's doing $100 million a year in supplements with his supplement companies. And guy walks around with no shirt, you know, he lifts a lot, you know. In his videos, he shows what he does. He shows his routines and stuff. A lot of it's pretty believable. But what's disappointing to me is a lot of the fitness leaders are now coming out and saying they knew all along he was doing steroids. You know, Derek from More Plates, More Dates, did a video which is very detailed. He got some leaked emails from Liver King's coach, and guy's doing about $15,000 a month in PED steroids, some really hardcore stuff, more than some bodybuilders use according to the bodybuilding fitness influencers. And I was really surprised. You know, we, in the middle of the pack, we get a lot of information because we want to improve ourselves from these fitness influencers, the ones that look believable, you know. Of course, I watch a lot of strongman videos, and these guys I know are on steroids. I think they're pretty upfront about it. But when you're watching people like Liver King, I also follow Nick Baer, and also Hunter McIntyre. These guys are very muscular, but kind of fall in the gray area, if you know what I mean. At least in my eyes. A lot of the experts are saying now the way he's chiseled and his size, the way his abs look, they knew all along he was on steroids. The thing about Liver King, he's been on a lot of major podcasts and programs, and And to face to face, people would ask him, are you on any kind of PEDs or steroids? And he said, absolutely not. He would never take those things. We now know it's all a lie. $100 million a year. That means there's a lot of people out there who are buying his supplements. And they're not just doing it for good health. They want to look like the Liver King. I mean, guy looked great. But he didn't look gaudy, you know, really crazy muscles like the big bodybuilders. So I consider myself pretty knowledgeable about fitness and weightlifting and supplements, but I was really surprised by it all. So I know a lot of other people were too. So he's come out with a apology video, which I'll put up in the corner. Unless I get a YouTube strike, I'll have to take it out. But I'll put it up there so you know what I'm talking about. I also show a picture of Derek's website. I highly suggest you watch his video. I'll put a link in my description. But I think it's the responsibility for these fitness pros and large influencers to tell us the truth. You know, not everything's about selling product. Because a lot of people out there like myself believe you when you say something that makes sense, or at least seems to make sense. I mean, right now I'm wearing a GORUCK weighted vest. There are a lot of weighted vests out there. The reason I wear GORUCK is because Hunter McIntyre wears a GORUCK vest. He's the best in CrossFit sports, Hyrox racing. I mean, the guy's 210, 220 pounds and runs a sub 3 marathon and wins all these competitions. And he doesn't look like he's on PEDs. I mean, he's very muscular, but seems like a normal Joe that's just very athletic. So I've taken a lot of actions on weight equipment, weight vest, even consider buying his supplements. But is it the right thing? I don't know, after something like this happened. Nick Bear, I follow him. I watch all his videos. Now the other guy, more than 200 pounds. You know, a long time ago, he ran 4-hour marathon. He ran a 250 marathon. And I think he did it naturally. I mean, he's more jacked than Hunter McIntyre. But it makes me wonder, you know, is he natural or not? I think he is. I stood up for him on another YouTuber's website. I think it was Coach Greg's. He's another great YouTuber, Greg Duchette. And Greg was doing a video on Nick. Even Greg thinks Nick is natural. But you know, I've got a lot of questions now after thinking about it. You know, I stood up for him and one guy commented, said, called me an idiot because I think Nick Bear is natural. Maybe thinking about it. But you know, in ultra running, I don't know weightlifting as well as I know running, but what I can tell you is something that really impressed me about Hunter and Nick is, you know, they're heavy runner, because I'm about 200 pounds. You know, these guys can run a sub 3 marathon. Whatever they're doing, they know what they're doing. But if they're cheating with drugs, that's different, you know. I really don't think they are, especially Hunter. But you know, thinking about it, Nick Bear got into ultra marathons and his first 100 miler was at Leadville, and I think he ran 28 hours. That's a very difficult race, but I can run 28 hours at Leadville. I really think I can. I haven't run there, but that's typically what I run in a 100 miler. But then, you know, 6 months later, the next year, he ran at Rocky Raccoon in Texas, a 100 miler I've done twice. My best time is 28 hours, and he ran 18 hours. Now, we all know Nick Bear when he's doing Ironmans and ultra marathons and marathon quests. I mean, he's got a running coach, a swimming coach, a biking coach. He's got the best of the best. And no doubt he has one of the best supplement companies in the world. You know, he's access to everything. So in my mind, he knows what he's doing. You know, I've even bought some of his supplements. I really like the Strong Greens, and I've bought some other like kind of pre-workout. So I've spent some money on his supplements, and I listen a lot to what he says about weightlifting. You know, right now he's been talking about hybrid athlete running and weightlifting. But this whole Liver King debacle has me thinking, Is there something to it that he's not telling us? I sure hope not. Because, I mean, I have a lot of pride in following Nick Bear because he's from Austin. You know, his supplement company's here. It's where I'm based in. You know, the Republic of Texas, as Liver King calls it. So, you know, in Texas, we're very conservative and we have a special trust in our own people that they are conservative and tell the truth. And so when Liver King, which is in Houston, Texas, comes out and lies like this, you know, you really betrayed the Texas athletes more than everyone else, because in Texas, we don't tolerate drugs. We're very conservative. And, you know, I really hope the Houston authorities raid his house and check him out. I mean, just really pissed about this. I never bought his supplements, but I wasted a lot of time following his videos. But I'm more pissed for all the people out there that wasted a lot of money on his supplements. You know, $100 million a year, that's a lot of supplements. Just my hope that Nick Bear is doing the right thing. I think he is. I just got attacked on another YouTube channel for protecting him or standing up for him. I really do think he's natural. But my point is about Nick and Hunter is those are people I follow and take a lot of advice from. It's the responsibility for all fitness leaders, if you know more than we do in the middle of the pack and back of the pack, to stand up for us. You know, if these guys are charlatans, like one YouTuber called Liver King, let us know. Tell us on your videos. I think Coach Greg does a good job of that. And Derek, more plates, more dates, but this came a few years late. We need to know about this when it comes out, because everyone's saying now that they knew all along. I'm talking about the leaders in the fitness industry, these big bodybuilders with channels with 50,000 subscribers plus. They knew all along because of this and that and how their muscles are etched. I didn't know that, and I know a lot about fitness. You need to stand up for us, not just hawk products for money, you know. So that's my perspective from the middle of the pack. We in the middle of the pack and back of the pack, we really like to learn from people like Nick Bear and Liver King and Hunter McIntyre. There's a long list of fitness influencers. I watch a lot of the big bodybuilders, you know, strongman, you know, like Hafner and stuff. I know those guys, strongman, are doing steroids, but I learn a lot from how they lift and stuff like that. But when we see fitness influencers that somewhat look like ourselves, you know, just more muscular, then we really want to listen to them about what supplements they're taking, what they're eating. That's very important to us. So when somebody's doing this to so many people and taking $15,000 in steroid drugs every month to keep that appearance and then denying it face to face with everyone, that's so terrible. So I really hope the large fitness influencers stand up and don't allow this kind of thing anymore. Because I know in running, which I know much better than weightlifting, I know I can, you know, I know if a pro is telling me this is a better headlamp than another, that I know they're just trying to make money, because I know a pro doesn't wear a headlamp. They wear it like 1 or 2 hours. I wear a headlamp all night long because I take 28 to 30 hours to finish a race. The people you should be listening to about headlamps are people like myself in the middle of the pack. So, anyways, let me know in the comments what you think about the Liver King debacle and how it's going to reshape the fitness industry. Everyone's been doing videos on it, the pros and the big fitness influencers, but I wanted to do a video from my perspective from middle of the pack. Anyways, happy holidays to everyone, and wish you great success in your fitness endeavors. Take care.